much about.
You gotta put it in the perspective.
Okay, engine stop. Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
VIG!
We're laughing, and boom! Out of nowhere, we're singing and humming the tunes. Why? Why would we do that? I'll tell you why. Because the songs kick effing ass.
Does anyone have a fork I can stick into my own eye?
I've heard rumors that you have pound for pound the largest penis in Hollywood. Is this true?
It happens.
With your given size, aren't the most like mundane daily activities essentially extreme sports?
It's not my kind of humor.
Well, I'm gonna be responsible, all right. For partying until my nuts catch fire.
I mean, is it still rape if you're surprised?
Too much information and man.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Want some pudding?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. It over to me,
punk ass bitch.
Roll another one.
Not interested.
Just like the other one.
When you get up close, she's very
this
humble.
This one seems to be about to quit.
You could give me another name for gonorrhea.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time
Let's
to shine.
Let's shine.
Can you hear me now?
Roll another one.
Creates an airtight seal.
Just like the other one.
Right, guys? Because of gay?
This one seems to be about to end.
Oh, I can't wait to get that.
I don't have another cent.
And everybody rise and shine. It's a new day.
Spectacular.
Just pass it around.
That makes me think of your vagina.
And now,
there are several ways to kill a zombie, but the most satisfying one is to stab it in the brain with a wooden stick.
Our feature presentation.
I think that's science.
I'm sure it is.
I've done some research on that, and that is the most satisfying way.
It's good advice.
Morning, everybody. It's an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. It's a Friday morning.
Finally Friday, and I think I agree with you, Lisa. Even though it was a short week for many people, even though it was a four-day work week for a lot of us, still seemed like it was about 20 days.
It did. I sat up this morning and just sat in bed for like 5 minutes, couldn't even open my eyes, and I thought, wow, it's a long week.
I don't know how that happens.
They said, hey, get off me. I got to get up.
Exactly. That was the next thing. Take off this mask.
Come on, unchain me. I'm serious. I got to go to work.
I got to go to work.
Like this blindfold thing.
Speaking of crazy kinky sex, I can't get over Wienergate, which continues to be more awesome every day. Anthony Weiner is a congressman from New York. We've talked about him a couple of times this week. He's the guy who may or may not have sent a photo of him in his underwear. Well, really just his underwear.
Yeah.
To a college student in Seattle, a 21-year-old college student. Anthony Weiner says he's never met her. She says she's never met him, but apparently he was following her on Twitter. And somehow a photo was sent to her Twitter name.
I'm sure it was from someone else.
Well, I mean, you know, there are some people who believe that this is too crazy for him to have done this and that somebody did send it from his computer. There are people who actually believe that. They just say it's completely out of character for this guy. He's never been like this before, and it's just so weird and so random. But he's not doing he's not making his own case very effectively.
No, he's terrible.
He's not exactly coming out and answering questions honestly and succinctly to make you believe what he's saying. Because as soon as he starts dancing around with his BS answers, all you think is, well, he did it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So he did a whole nother round of interviews yesterday, I guess. He was on all the shows, or maybe it was the day before. He was on all the shows, went and did one-on-one interviews where he continued to do the dance, where he would not answer whether he sent it. He would not answer whether it was him in the underwear. You know, basically, it was just like, hey, we're looking into it, and hey, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
See, that's the thing to me. If it was stolen in any way, he would say, we're going to find out who did it.
Right.
Just, we're not even looking into it, and I'd rather not talk about it.
Yeah.
To me, is all, hey, it's me.
So yesterday, a New York CBS television reporter named Marcia Kramer went to his office on Capitol Hill to try to get some answers.
Love it.
Tried to get an interview with the guy. And her, you know, she was told when she got there, hey, she showed up and said, all I want is for him to say something to his constituents, the people who voted for him. Representative in his office said, I don't think you can say he hasn't said anything to the constituents. He spoke for 9 hours yesterday. Reporter says, but not to anyone in New York. You know, this is the sort of in the bunker in the Capitol thing, not to anyone in New York. And by the way, what's also she's saying is, but he hasn't answered any questions.
Yeah.
He may be talking a lot, but he's not saying anything. So what do you suppose happened then? What do you suppose the congressman did then when the reporter is in his office waiting to talk to him to ask some of these questions?
I hope he pulled down his pants and showed her his boxers.
That was my guess.
I hope that's what happened.
He called the Capitol Police and asked for her to be arrested for trespassing.
What?
Yes.
Can he
about that?
Can he do that? Doesn't she have credentials or whatever she needs to get in there?
Well, I think that's true. I think you can show up at a place, but once they've asked you to leave, I guess it's like any place, you know? I mean, if somebody shows up in our lobby here and, you know, whether they're legally allowed to be there or not, at a certain point we can say, okay, but now you have to go. Let's call Charles the security guard, right?
Kevin's certainly done threatened security.
How dare you?
He certainly has. Well, she left before the police got there, but... is this a further meltdown? Is it getting to him to the point where he can't handle a reporter showing up at his office? He calls the police? Doesn't that seem like that's so much worse than anything he could have done by coming out and talking to her?
I got to tell you, just everything about this is A, handled poorly, and B, makes me think more, every single piece of information makes me think more that he did it. It just...
Yeah.
The way
he's
he acts,
really bad at handling crises.
Everything he says, everything he does just points to, hey, that was me.
Right.
And by the way, this picture is not nude.
No, yeah. It's not.
It is just underwear. Now, you can tell in what state he is as far as excitement, but...
New York, right?
Right, but it's just underwear. So I don't know why he just doesn't go, yeah, it was unfortunate. I didn't mean to do that. You know what I mean? Like that could cover the whole thing, even if you
or
didn't.
That's my photo. I had it on my computer, but I have no idea how it got sent to that person that I don't even know.
You can pull that off. You know what you can't pull off? What he's trying to pull off.
Right. You know, especially since he's got backup on the girl who says, I don't have any kind of relationship with him. I've never spoken with him. I've never met him. I mean, it's not like there's a smoking gun out there and he's trying to protect this secret of this relationship.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it seems like he's got cover if he wants to just be straight and be done with it. But I've never heard of a member of Congress calling the police to ask a reporter to leave their office. That just seems crazy to
me. Those reporters are pushy.
They are, but he's shaky on every level.
Yeah.
And I agree with Bean. Whenever he's up for re-election, I certainly hope somebody remembers all of this.
Exactly.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Did you guys know Ryan Seacrest tried to high-five a blind guy?
Yeah, actually, that did happen.
That did happen. That was sweet, by the way. We're going to talk to a representative from the Califer Convention.
Oh, is it that time of year again?
This is the furries.
Mm-hmm.
The furries.
They dress up like animals, full head-to-toe costumes, and they have conventions, and they run around, say hi to each other in many different ways.
It's 999 dudes and one chick.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
And boy, is she exhausted at the end of the weekend.
She's way butch, too, by the way, the chick. But, yeah, we're going to talk to them. This is a weird, weird thing for us.
It's a crazy world.
I don't really understand. The whole furry thing, because you look at them and you go, you know, that's not just half-hearted. They go all out for this thing,
right?
Head to toe, couldn't be more proud. You know, you get in an elevator with some of them, or you see them walking down the streets, or you see them in any place. If they're in a restaurant, you go, wow, that guy's really going for it. Like, this is not just a half-hearted effort.
Yeah.
Here. He's got the head, you know, the hat, head on, and feet, and hands, everything.
And if you've ever done that for Halloween,
yes,
you can't wait to get it off. At the end of the night, you're like, oh, my God, this is a nightmare. Why did they do this?
We got to talk to Chip, by the way.
Yeah.
We never really explored her previous job before working on the Kevin and Bean show. It was being one of those costume characters at Disneyland. And I wonder if the furries just loved her. I wonder if they would come to Disneyland and they would just follow her around because she's playing a chipmunk.
Great question. We'll have to bring her in and see.
Okay.
Yeah. Fantastic. We also have Adam Sessler on the program today. He's going to come in and talk about some new video games, which we love. Got some new music for you. Nick Hexum from 311 will be here to play a new song.
Excellent.
How about that?
We have Sophie D.
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know if you've heard about Sophie D, but she does topless movie reviews. And it's about time, is what I'm saying. About time those two things get mixed. Because in my mind, the perfect business is topless and fill in the blank.
Whatever.
Fill in the blank. Right,
doesn't
exactly.
matter.
Yeah. Got an email from our friend Mr. Movie Phone, who, as you know, who's kind enough with his multi-million-dollar empire, with everything that he runs with 6-second movie reviews and Movie Phone and all the stuff that he writes and does on television. He's still kind enough to squeeze us in on Fridays when Ralph is gone. He's the guy who does the movie reviews for us when Ralph's out.
Oh, did he get his feelings hurt?
And it's such a joy for us to have a guy on who's actually seen the movies. It's such a nice change for us on this program. Well, apparently Mr. Movie Phone listening this morning and heard us talking about how Sophie D was coming in. He sends a very sad-faced email that says, I've been replaced by a topless reviewer, unless you can see her boobs on the radio, ... But what Mr. MoviePhone doesn't understand is we don't care whether you can see her boobs on the radio. We'll be able to see her boobs when she's in studio. That's what we care about.
We do a lot of stuff just selfishly for
yes.
ourselves.
That's true.
Really most of what we do. We hope you like it. But
exactly.
If you don't, what are you going
to
do?
And Mr. MoviePhone, please don't feel bad that we're replacing you with her, because we hope to replace Ralph with her as well. So everyone's losing a job that's not topless, okay?
All right, that's all coming up this morning. We got the showbiz next. You are listening to the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 5:53.
Is topless movie reviewer here yet?
I don't see her.
Have you seen Sophie yet?
Mm-mm.
I wonder if she can do traffic.
Anyone
in addition
can do
to topless
traffic.
Movie reviews. Could she do traffic? Oh, that'd be great.
Lisa's been doing it topless for 2 years. I don't know what you're talking about.
You should be here.
Sadly, I never noticed.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday. Ralph Garman returns on Monday doing the showbiz beat the way it's supposed to be done. In the meantime, we are filling in. Speaking of topless, it's not quite that, but the Octomom back in a bikini again. Apparently, she's having a fundraising car wash because she's fallen arrears of her mortgage again. Now, when we had the Octomom on, Nadia Suleiman, last year, she told us that she was in great shape financially, didn't she? Didn't she tell us that all the stories about how she was getting ready to lose her home any minute now were completely fake and she was doing fine?
She said all that.
Yes.
Yeah. And I do remember also that she was a little bit crazy, but not as crazy as we thought she would be. We were kind of, sort of, a little bit impressed with her.
Right.
And that she sounded like she was, although obviously it's a tragic mistake that she has as many kids as she does, she sounded like she was hustling pretty hard to try to figure out a way to make some money as much as she could with having, 80 kids at home.
Right.
So I don't know how much money you make with a bikini car wash, but apparently that, according to TMZ.com, is her latest attempt to fix her problems with the mortgage. And she has enlisted some people like Capri Anderson, who's one of Charlie Sheen's goddesses.
She's pretty hot, by the way.
She is pretty hot. Tila Tequila, who, of course, will go anywhere that there's a camera. January Gessert, who apparently was the alleged mistress of Reggie Bush. Violet Kowal, who is the alleged mistress of Mel Gibson.
Wow.
I don't know how they all know each other, but apparently they're all going to be doing a bikini car wash to try to raise money to help the Octomom not lose her home. Car washes are $20, $30 if you drive an SUV, and apparently it's going to be her in a bikini again. So good luck with that, right?
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
At least she's doing something.
Yeah.
I mean, and for a woman who's had so many kids, remember, and then she got the surgery afterwards, she doesn't look terrible in a bikini.
Yeah, I agree.
It's kind of shocking how good she looks.
It's kind of shocking, yeah.
Well, it's not crazy.
Well, I'm not saying she's a Victoria's Secret model, right. But I'm saying for a woman who's had, how many kids does she have now? 12 or something?
Something like that.
14? It's 14, I think, right?
Yeah,
she's for a woman who's had 14 kids, she doesn't look that bad.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Any woman that had 14 kids should look terrible. Jennifer Aniston and Courteney Cox, apparently, are not friends.
What?
They're not friends.
They were bestest friends.
I thought
friends.
They were best friends, yeah.
One insider tells Us Weekly that there's tension between the longtime best friends because of Courtney's marital trouble. Isn't that weird?
That one well, you would think that this is where Jennifer Aniston would want to be closer to Courteney Cox because she's going through a rough time.
Right, no. Jennifer says that her BFF is, quote, callous and, quote, playing mind games with David Arquette. Now, forgive me if I'm wrong, but isn't David Arquette the one that's going out and banging all the hot models?
Oh, yeah.
And then coming back and saying, hey, I'd like to get back to... Oh, I'm sorry, just a minute. I got another model to bang.
Yeah.
And then coming back and going, we should really... Oh, hold on. So I don't know what's going on there, but for some reason, Jennifer Aniston seems to be upset with Courtney the way she's handling it. So maybe there's a lot more to that story that we're not aware of.
Huh.
Weird, right?
Yeah, it is. It's definitely. It's very weird. Lisa, this one's for you.
All right.
There's a magazine called More, I guess. It's one of the ladies' magazines. And they put out a list of 30 younger men we love. Mm. Cougar bait. 30 younger men we love.
All right.
Is what the article is entitled. I just want to see what you think of some of their choices. Now, these are younger men that older women love. Number one on the list, I don't know, but I know you watch Grey's Anatomy. Mm-hmm. He plays Bartha on that show, and his name is Jesse Williams.
He's good call? Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Number two, Twilight's Taylor Lautner.
Yeah.
He plays the dog, right?
Yeah, he's the dog.
Yeah, he's the dog, right? Big Mama has an actor named Brandon Jackson. He's number three on the list of 30 younger men we love.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Henry Cavill from The Tudors, soon to be Superman.
Super hot, yeah.
Armie Hammer, number five. He played the Winklevoss twins in the Social Network movie.
Yeah, he's pretty good looking.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt from Inception.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think all ladies love him because he also seems like a super smart guy and a super funny guy and just really talented and he's got it all going on.
Yeah.
Another one I don't know, Matt Zuri. He's on The Good Wife, apparently.
Oh, I know who he is. I think he plays the guy that used to work in their law firm and now works for the DA. Yeah, he's pretty cute.
Another good call?
Yeah.
Jesse Eisenberg, star of The Social Network, eight. Ryan Gosling, actor, number nine.
Wait, Jesse Eisenberg?
Yeah.
No, that's shaky. Not at all.
Really? He's a no.
That's definitely a no.
Shaky at best.
Good actor. No.
But he made billions of dollars founding Facebook, though. Don't you just give him a pass because he's rich?
Yeah, and his girlfriend there didn't like him.
Oh, that's right.
I don't think so. I think you give him a pass if he's a normal guy that's rich, but if he's an a-hole, active a-hole, then you're in trouble.
I know you love Ryan Gosling. He's nine. And then the new Spider-Man, Andrew Garfield, rounds out that list. You know, we do so many lists of hot chicks, and I thought once in a while we should throw out a dude's list, and now I regret it. Now I realize it was a mistake we published it.
I enjoyed it very much.
Rachel Weisz and Darren Aronofsky.
Yes.
Apparently are better than we are. You know how they always come out with a story when they split celebrities and they say... we remain the best of friends. We're both happy. This is a mutual decision. No one's upset. And I always think, what? Come on now. That's not life. Somebody's got to be upset. Well, apparently they not only stayed friends after the split, but they divorced after 9 years and put their differences aside and had a birthday dinner for their 5-year-old son.
Oh, that's
nice. Well, I think a lot of parents, though, that split up, they, you know, they still are able to be civil in front of the children, right?
I would hope.
But not always.
But it seems like it's much more difficult when it actually gets down to doing it.
Right.
You know, it's just like, oh, I just can't do it. Well, you have a birthday with them and I'll have a birthday with them. This is kind of cool to see.
It is cool. It's nice for them to see that their parents, you know, both parents are still in the picture for
still
the kids.
Still get along, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That Rachel Weisz, by the way, that's a pretty good deal. And I'll close with this one for you. There's been a lot of hockey news this week, Kevin. I know you love the hockey. Obviously, the Stanley Cup Finals are going on right now, which, by the way, I never even mentioned this yesterday. My NBC affiliate, Channel 5, blacked out the hockey game.
Why?
Thank God I had another option to see the game 2 nights ago. Did not air it. Had regular programming on. And the only thing I could think, and I haven't done the research on this, is... you know, sometimes they'll black out a sporting event if it's not sold out, but clearly the game in Vancouver, game one of the Stanley Cup, clearly was sold out, so that couldn't have been it. I think it was a programming decision because the ratings are so bad for hockey.
But even if it wasn't sold out, it shouldn't affect your city.
Yeah.
I don't think...
What do you mean?
I think they only black it out in the city where it's not sold out.
Well, they black it out in the region, you know. Like, they black it out.
I thought it was just the state or whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, I was outraged by that, and there's a strongly worded letter coming, but that isn't even what I was going to talk about.
All right.
I was going to talk about this awesome story that came out yesterday in the UK Daily Mail, who is a player from Edmonton, big star for the Oilers, Gilbert Brulé, driving along with his girlfriend in Vancouver, and they see a guy hitchhiking along the side of the road. And, of course, they do what most of us do, even in Canada, keep on driving, right?
No, you slow down, and then when they start walking toward the car, you speed off.
As they pass the man... they go, hey, wait a minute. That's Bono.
What?
Bono and his manager are walking along the side of the road in Vancouver in the pouring rain, hitchhiking. They turn the car around and go and pick them up and drive them to the hotel. And Bono says, hey, let me hook you up with tickets and backstage passes for the show tomorrow night. We're in town playing. U2 is playing Vancouver tomorrow night. We want you to come and be our guest. And that's exactly what happened is they ended up going to the show.
That's
How
weird.
Crazy is that?
Why were they doing that?
Apparently, they were out walking around, and then this sudden rainstorm came on, and they got drenched. They were fine and planning on walking wherever they were going. But, I mean, can you just even imagine what's going on in your little head when you realize that it's freaking Bono from U2 hitchhiking along the side of the road?
I would see that it's Bono on the edge, and I would go, no way.
No.
Is that them? So I'm not picking them up. They got to be lookalikes. They got to have chainsaws and knives. Speaking of,
what are the chances, by the way, that it's a celebrity that stops to pick up the celebrity? What are the chances of that?
Speaking of the hockey game the other night, I just want to throw this in. I don't know if you saw, but there was a fight during the hockey game, game one.
Shaw. Mm-hmm.
And dude bit another dude. Bit him.
Wow.
Bit.
Where'd you bite him?
His face, his hand was right near his face.
He just bit it?
Chomped down right in front of the ref. I was like, wow, even for hockey standards, that's sweet.
I mean, usually that's just for boxing, right?
Boxing is the only place it's allowed, I think. I think that's now fine with the rules.
Mm-hmm.
But, bit a dude.
Oh, my God.
You don't see that every day.
Fantastic. All right, for celebrity birthdays, here's what I've got. And, Kevin, you tell me who I've missed.
All right.
The hunky Anderson Cooper on CNN, he celebrates his birthday today. He is 44 years old.
I've got that one, yes.
And then
I don't have any more.
What? That's it?
President of Cuba, Raul Castro. Castro, we got that. He's 80, but I don't know that he counts here. No. I mean, is it just Anderson Cooper? Is that it?
I think it's Anderson Cooper Day.
Boy, he was smart to hog the limelight for himself on celebrity birthdays today, but that's it, apparently. Sorry, June 3rd. And that is the Showbiz Beat. We have already world premiered brand new Coldplay music for you here on the Kevin and Bean Show today. Nick Hexum from the band 311 is on his way in. He'll join us next hour, and he'll bring their new song, too, which I've not heard yet, but I hear is amazing, and it is called Sunset in July. So we'll have that for you next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. I love Nick, and I'm excited about Nick. But Nick has never been nominated for an AVN Award Best All-Girl Group Sex Scene.
That's true.
For Unsung Starlet of the Year, for Web Starlet of the Year, for Best All-Girl Three-Way Sex Scene.
Correct.
For Best Porn Star Website. Nick Hexum has done none of that, but let me tell you who has. The young lady sitting in front of us, the beautiful Sophie B, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay!
Hi, Sophie.
Hello.
You know what else Nick wasn't in? Eat My Ass 5.
It was not an Eat My Ass 5. That's true. Sophie, of course, has the awesome ClubSophieD.com website, but we came across her thanks to Dave, the King of Mexico, who tipped us off to a site that you're associated with called Topless Movie Reviews.
Yes.
That's something that needed to happen, Sophie. That's great work.
It's about time, huh? Someone did it.
Yeah, I think that every job should have a topless version. Whatever it is. It doesn't matter what it is. Bank teller. It should be a topless bank teller.
Right? I agree.
Right?
I think so.
So before we get into topless movie reviews, and Sophie is going to be filling in for Ralph Garman on the Movie Beat coming up in a few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show, let's talk about you for a little bit.
She might be filling in for him full time on the Movie Beat.
That is true. You're British and some junk, Sophie, is that right?
Yep, born in Wales.
But you don't have all that much of an accent, because Wales is one of those accents that I can barely understand anything you people say. But how come you sound so American?
Because I've been here so long now. I can count to 10, though, in Welsh.
All right, let's hear it.
Un, dau, tri, pedwar, pump, gwyr, saith, wyth, glaw, dig.
I got the last part.
I'm not sure I heard the last part.
How old were you when you moved to the United States?
21.
21 years old.
All the way back when you were 21. Wow. And did you already have some sort of nude credentials before you came to America?
Yeah, I did. I did topless
modeling. Nude credentials. You got a topless driver's license.
Yeah, I started out topless, so we have to do movie reviews topless too now.
What were you doing? Did you say you were modeling? You were doing topless modeling?
You were a page three girl?
Yep.
You were a page
Boobies
three girl.
Boobies in the paper.
Yeah.
Oh, page three girl is the best thing in Europe.
Yeah, those of you that have never been to London, they do have, in their newspaper, they have page three girls in their topless.
It's so funny.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And what happens when you become a page three girl? I mean, you become almost overnight a celebrity in that country, right?
Yeah, and we make builders very happy.
Sure.
Yeah.
There is that as well.
I mean, do you do personal appearances for the paper and you have a fan club and all that stuff as a result of just being in the newspaper?
Yeah, we had to go to building sites to when the construction work is on, and we go there and flash our boobs at them and take pictures with them. It was really fun.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's the best service ever.
Now, how did you end up being a popular porn star? That's something that you took up when you got to the United States?
Yeah, I wanted to come here and do adult stuff, so I don't know.
Oh, that was the point. That's why you came to America, was to get into the porn business.
Oh, yeah.
Did you find it difficult?
Nope. I started working right away.
Wow.
Well, look at you. I mean, who's going to turn you away? Exactly.
Were you excited to film X-Men Fist Class?
Was that one of hers?
Do they all blur, or can you remember them separately?
Some of them blur, but this one I played Emma Frost, and I had a blonde wig on, so that was pretty cool.
All right.
How long have you been in porn now, Sophie?
6 years.
And do you love it?
I love it.
And you recommend that all of our listeners get in porn?
I think so. Why not? Be topless for the whole world to see.
That's what we're saying.
All right. So tell us how toplessmoviereviews.com came about. Because it's a great idea and a great site, but I can't imagine the brainstorm, the late night drinking that led to the idea that we got to do this.
Well, I watch movies at least 4 times a week. So
you do normally. That's just you love going to the
movies.
Yeah,
I just love watching movies. And then my fans were like, man, you should just do it topless or completely naked. And I was like, what a great idea.
Let
me buy
the
site right now.
Right.
Plus, you get to see the movies before they come out.
No, I don't.
They don't?
What?
No. I know.
What kind of BS is that?
You don't go to the theater topless, though, to watch the movies, right? You're talking about just the reviews are topless.
I sneak a boob out when I want to give it 2 boobs up.
All right.
Okay.
Good. And all of the other, of course, yours was the first we watched when we went to the site. And I understand, by the way, is this true that when we started talking about you a couple of weeks ago that our listeners crashed your website?
Yeah, my server crashed in 1 hour.
Oh, sorry.
I hope that doesn't happen again.
Me too.
No, he's on point now. He got a big one for you to crash.
Okay.
So then you went out and you commissioned some of your fellow adult film stars to also do reviews on the site.
Yeah, now they're all piling in. Everyone wants to do it now.
And has it been super successful? Big business?
Yep. I got lots of boobies on there now.
Yes, you
Excellent.
Do. Yes, you do. All right. Well, listen, we don't care about credentials because the guy who does our movie reviews for us usually, who's on vacation this week, he never even sees the movies. So as far as I'm concerned, you're already a leg up. But we'd
at
like
least
to-
a leg up.
Boobs up.
We'd like to come back and take a crack at, no pun intended, at this week's movies, if that's okay with you, Sophie.
Sounds good to me.
Has to be topless, though, right?
Boobs out.
There you go.
All right. Good enough. Good enough. Shall I tell you about a website that has crashed again that you can no longer go to because we were talking to Sophie D here on the Kevin and Bean Show?
Already?
Sorry.
I'm sorry. ToplessMovieReviews.com is really the only site you ever need for movie reviews because, I think the answer is right there in the name of the thing.
Sure.
Sophie D is here in studio with us on the Kevin and Bean Show. She's our new favorite person in the world. And although we plan to hire her full time to do traffic starting Monday, for right now, she is here filling in for Ralph Garman on the movie beat. Now, I'm not seeing any topless going on here, Sophie.
She hasn't started.
Oh, okay. Is that how it works?
Take
okay.
it easy,
what,
man.
What, does she need a drum roll or something? Or
give her one. You have one standing by? There you go.
Of course he does.
Uh-oh.
Are you kidding?
And now it's time for Sophie D's Topless Movies Reviews.
All right, go.
Yay.
Yay.
Can you hear?
Yes.
Okay. So you start talking about the first movie, then we'll play the clip.
I'd like to start talking about Beginners. Can
okay.
Can we do that?
Yes.
Cool.
Can you want me to play it first?
Yes,
okay.
Please.
Here's the clip.
My parents got married in 1955. They had a child and they stayed married for 44 years until my mother died. 6 months later, my father told me he was gay.
I'm gay.
Hello?
Oliver?
Yeah.
They had some wonderfully loud music in the club tonight. What kind of music's that?
Probably house music.
House music. Okay.
Okay, so that's Christopher Plummer, who's got to be, what, in his 80s now. And he is playing a guy whose wife has just died. And after that, he comes out as gay, much to the shock and amazement of his grown son, played by Ewan McGregor. Now, I would imagine that is that's rife for drama and comedy.
Funny.
I would think. So funny is your review?
Does that sound funny to you?
Yeah, it sounds like really a funny. Lot of drama, funny, and it looks good.
You're not topless, though.
Boobs
there
out.
We go. All right. Come on, Dave. Don't be asleep over there, for God's sakes.
Wait, you're asking Dave to not be asleep?
Yes.
Come on.
What, during the, at least now.
Now, Sophie, are you the type of person, you say that you watch movies all the time. Yeah. I mean, are you a fan of Ewan McGregor, for instance? Is he a guy that you look forward to seeing in a movie? And this you might go see this because of him?
No.
Not really. Okay. All right.
I'd say she already reviewed that movie, B.
Okay. All right. Let's move on. What's next?
Beautiful Boy.
This is Beautiful Boy.
Breaking news. We are getting reports of a shooting at a college this morning.
Oh, my God.
Are you Mrs. Carroll?
Is that...
Yes, ma'am.
No, it's not.
I'm afraid there's more.
We are deeply sorry for the devastation our son has caused. We are shocked and utterly heartbroken.
Did we do something?
For God.
Did we not do something?
You should be defending
him! There is no defense for what he did!
Well, that's okay. An upper right there.
Wow.
This is Michael Sheen along with, he's playing the husband, Maria Bello is playing the wife, and of course the worst thing that can happen is, hey, there's a school shooting, oh my God, our kid must be hurt, yes, our kid is dead, wait, there's more, he's the shooter, and that's what they have to deal with, is that their kid is the one who went on the shooting
How
spree.
How about less from you and a little more from Sophie D?
I wasn't confident Sophie D could pull off that.
I don't care.
But Sophie, what do you think about this?
Definitely a lot of drama. Uh-huh. Not funny.
Uh-huh.
Not funny.
Not funny.
No, but
okay.
It looks good. It sounded like The Strangers in the beginning. Remember
sort
that
of?
Movie yeah. where the doorbell? Ooh, that was scary.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So how do you rate movies? What's your rating system?
Out of 10, they get stars. But
stars.
This one so far gets half a boob.
Half a boob.
Half a boob. Okay. So this is just a low-cut dress. That's all this one is to you.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. I believe we saved the best for last, and the biggest movie, the one that most people will probably go see this weekend, is what, Sophie?
X-Men.
X-Men First Class.
There's a revolution coming when mankind discovers who we are, what we can do. Each of us will face a choice. Be enslaved or rise up to rule. Choose freely, but know that if you are not with us, then by definition, you are against us. So, you can stay, fight for the people who hate and fear you, or you can join me.
Oh,
drama.
Drama. Definite drama.
Even the music sounds drama.
All right,
funny,
so...
though.
Not funny, but no. Drama. Yep. Will you go see this, Sophie?
Yeah. This one I'm definitely going to see with my boobs out.
Okay, wait. So you go see the movie with your boobs out?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I'm smiling Faith. She's going to have her boobies out for this one, too.
what did
boobies,
you think?
People.
This is kind of a prequel, the early days of seeing how the X-Men came to be. You saw the most recent X-Men movies, I'm sure. Have you been a fan of the films up till this point?
I never used to be, but now they're getting better.
They are, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Before, they was not so good.
All right, so to recap, beginners.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful Boy.
Ooh, sounds good.
Sounds good. X-Men First Class.
Awesome.
All right.
Okay.
There you go.
So, Sophie, once you go see X-Men this weekend, will you then go to toplessmoviereviews.com and you'll record something to put up on the site?
Yep, sure will.
Okay. And are you before we let you go, and it's been awesome to have you in, are you working on any new adult movies we should look forward to as well?
Lots of my own movies under Club Sophie D.
ClubSophieD.com. Yeah. Okay. Fantastic. All right. Well, we'll see you Monday for when you start doing traffic on the Kevin Show.
Yay!
Awesome. Save your emails complaining about us fawning all over Sophie D, okay? We get it.
That wasn't for you.
Right, I would do people. I would do it again tomorrow. In fact, I might.
And Dave is actually going to put up a King of Mexico is going to put up a photo in a few minutes.
All
just
right.
Take it easy, people.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, go to KevinAndBean.com if you want to see the beautiful Sophie, because you can't see her at toplessmoviereviews.com because that site is still down.
We
still crashed it. All right, Nick Hexum next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show, bringing in brand new 311 music. Also, we got we've got some Weenie Rose tickets for you. First though, Rihanna. Back in the news. You're going to love this, Kevin, because she is upsetting the PTC, who I believe is the Parents Television Council.
I do love that.
Anyone who upsets the PTC is okay with us. You know, she's got this new video out. Her latest song is a song called Man Down. Her video just debuted this week, and the opening scene in the video, she is shown shooting a guy in the back of the head in the middle of a crowded train station. And then as the video unfolds, you find out that this was her... a vigilante revenge on a previous assault. So this was her. This was her pretty much taking matters into her own hands. So the PTC is blasting Rihanna, and not in a good way, saying that she had a golden opportunity to use her celebrity status to send an important message to young girls and victims of domestic violence, but had missed the mark. Instead of telling victims they should seek help, she released a video saying that retaliation in form of murder is acceptable. So that's what they're saying. Rihanna spoke out yesterday and said, and here's her quote, I'm a 23-year-old rock star with no kids. What's up with everybody wanting me to be a parent? I'm just a girl. I can only be your or our voice. We all know how difficult and embarrassing it is to communicate touchy subject matters to anyone, especially our parents. And this is why. Because we turn the other cheek. You can't hide your kids from society or they'll never learn how to adapt. This is the real world. The music industry isn't exactly Parents Are Us. We have the freedom to make art. Let us. It's your job to make sure they don't turn out like us. That's what Rihanna has
Sweet.
To say.
I like
so
that.
I like that very much. And this is the best possible thing that could happen to Rihanna in this new music video because, of course, now everyone wants to see it now that it's controversial.
Yeah.
But it's a good song, too. But, you know, more power to her for standing up to the PTC and not doing what I would expect, what often happens, which is, oh, we didn't realize we were going to offend anybody. We'll pull the clip. We won't show it anymore.
Right.
That's what would happen with our company. That's why Bean says that.
That is true.
Even the stars' bodies have fans. In Touch Magazine reports, you could now follow the Facebook page of Nicki Minaj's butt. Has 245 likes. Padma Lakshmi, who's that?
Yes, yes. She's from Top Chef.
Oh, okay. You can follow the scar on her arm. There are 329 likes there.
Okay.
And Taylor Lautner's abs also has 222,000 likes.
Wow. This is a weird new trend. And I heard about this a few weeks ago when we were doing the royal wedding coverage that Pippa, her butt got a Facebook page that had thousands and thousands of people on it that were fans of her butt. And now I understand that there's a representative wiener page, too.
I think
there's actually a page for his wiener that you can go and be fans of, too.
I like it.
What a bizarre trend it is. Here's a celebrity death for you, by the way. It is no surprise because he has been very sick, but dead at the age of 83 is Jack Kevorkian.
Yeah! Oh, really?
No kidding.
After a short illness, he died this morning in a Detroit hospital. 2:30 in the morning, he died today. The official cause of death has not been determined, but it will likely be pulmonary thrombosis. It is kind of a shame that somebody didn't get to kill him. I mean, really, when you look back on his life and his career and his thing, it's a shame that somebody didn't come in and inject him and say goodbye.
What? You mean purposely? I mean, he wasn't
going
around killing people that didn't want to be killed.
No. You know what I mean.
Okay, all right.
It would have been nice if he would have had that final satisfaction of being able to be his own victim of assisted suicide.
He could have gone
instead,
that way.
Apparently, he died of natural causes. Of course, you know, a lot of people have followed his story on and off. He ended up going to jail for many years for something that is one day probably going to be legal in most of the country, although he was a little bit ahead of his time in trying to get assisted suicide going. And Al Pacino very successfully played him in the HBO movie about his story and won a bunch of awards for that a couple of years ago, too.
Fear Factor is coming back. What's that you say? Not enough eating ass? Horse ass? Hey, we got the show for you. Hollywood Reporter says Fear Factor is coming back. It's being rebooted and updated. There's no mention of Joe Rogan, who was the host, hosting it again. So they're probably looking for another host. I'm guessing he's done with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't sense in the years that we've become friends with Joe, I didn't sense that he loved doing Fear Factor.
No.
Although it put him on the map for a lot of people, enabled him to go off and have a very successful comedy career. But I'd be surprised if he went back to it. Although he was great at it. He was a great host.
He was, yeah.
He'd be a good choice if they want to do it. Isn't that weird that they would bring back? I mean, I guess I shouldn't be surprised. They want to put anything on that people have already heard of. But, I mean, it's been off the air for, what, like 5 years already?
It seems like it, yeah.
Bringing it back. Yesterday we spent a lot of time, not enough, talking about the Blake Lively nude photos. Well, the latest one is Tito Ortiz. On his Twitter page, apparently a few hours ago, a totally nude photo of Tito, a naked self-portrait shot with a cell phone, appeared in his feed. Tito says that he was hacked, says that his phone was hacked and that somebody published the photo and it was not him and he did not mean for it to get out.
What?
At least he's not saying it's not him.
How does that keep happening,
like,
though?
I don't know.
How does it keep happening? I mean,
people are getting good at it, maybe.
Do we believe that, or do we just think that they take them and put them out there and then deny it?
Here's my whole thing. if I'm going to go to the trouble of hacking Tito Ortiz's phone.
I agree.
I'm immediately looking for Jenna Jameson
photos. I know you're going for that.
I got no time for Tito Ortiz nude, right? What's that about?
That is not right. No time for Tito, by the way. It's a good band. I saw them last night. The True. Very, very good. Celebrity birthdays today. It's not going to take us a tremendous amount of time to get through. I also don't have a list. Oh, here it is. CNN news anchor, Anderson Cooper, is 44.
Oh.
And CNN news anchor, Anderson Cooper. It's his birthday today. He is 44 years old. And Anderson Cooper from CNN.
Oh, it's his birthday?
Is 44 today.
Okay.
And that's your showbiz.
Got a huge Kevin and Bean show in progress here on a Friday. Adam Sessler joins us next hour from G4's X Play. Also, brand new music. We already played Coldplay for you. We got brand new Paramore coming up for you later on. And Nick Hexum from 311 is going to be in here a couple minutes to hand deliver their new song called Sunset in July. All of that on the way. Plus, we got Weenie Roast tickets for you with a game we like to call Slow Mo Weenie.
Hey, what's happening, party people? It's time to play Slow Mo Weenie, where we take music from the past for a weenie.
I'm not sure.
Fast. All right, we had a lot of fun earlier in the week with a game called Speedy Weenie, where we took songs that are going to be played at the Weenie Roast this weekend, and we sped them way up. And then all you had to do is identify what the song is. We gave you the band, you just had to tell us what song they were. So we thought, hey, let's go the other way, and let's go with Slow Mo Weenie, where we slow the songs down. So let's say hello to Mr. Slow Mo Announcer Man. Hi there.
Good morning.
Right. Right, we got it. Good morning.
Kevin
and Bean. Okay, we got you.
And Bean, it's time to play the game.
All right. Okay, all right. We got you.
Thank you, Mr. Slow Mo Announcement. Okay, that's fine. Let's move on and let's meet contestant number one. This is going to be... we'll actually handle that.
We don't have time for you to come up with a name, so I'm sorry.
All right, Steven, we got that. Steven, so we're going to tell you that it's a Bad Religion song, but it's
we
took care of it. Bad Religion is who it is. It's way slowed down though. You listen, we can only play it one. We can only play it one time for you, but you tell us what Bad Religion song it is. You ready to hear it?
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, good luck.
What is that song?
What the hell was that?
Well, actually, that's what we're asking you.
A song by Bad Religion that was slowed down.
By Bad.
Right. and the name of it, we got already got that out.
Mr. Slow Mo Announcer, we have that. Just tell us the name of the song, Steven, and you're in the drawing for tickets.
I'm going to take a shot in the dark. Sorrow?
Sorrow yes! is right.
Good
nice
job.
Shot
what?
In the dark.
It's easy to imagine.
How did he do that?
I did not know.
Yeah. All right. Mr. Announcer Man, we took care of that. We got that.
Dude, how did he do that? We already asked
that question. Let's move on to the second call, if you don't mind. All right. Al, good morning. I said his name already.
Al, your song is going to be by Cage the Elephant. They're playing the newest. Okay, we said that already, Mr. Slow Mo Announcer Man. Listen up. Here's the song. You tell us what it's called.
All right.
All right. What's the name of that song?
Ain't No Rest for the Wicked.
Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked.
Nicely done. We already told him he was right. We have a
all right.
God.
He got it right. Two for two. Let's try Scott, right. Line three. Scott, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. Ready to play Slow Mo Weenie?
Slow Mo Announcer Man, we got this. All right.
Okay.
Scott, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here's your song. It is from Linkin Park. It's from Linkin Park. Tell us what this song is.
Ooh, that's a low note. Everything slowed down sounds like a Nine Inch Nails song at regular speed. You ever notice that?
It does sound creepy.
All right, Scott, what do you think? Scott.
Paper cut? God.
Paper cut? God.
No.
No, that was...
Waiting for the end to come.
Waiting for the end to come.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right, Jose, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You ready to...
Slow-mo announcer man, I believe we've got it taken care of.
You ready to play slow-mo?
It's time to play.
Right, we kind of play. You have a song by Rise Against. All you have to do is tell us what song it is, and you'll be in the drawing.
Okay. All right, Mr. Slow-mo announcer, thank you. All right, here's the Rise Against song. You tell us the name of it. What song is that?
Oh, wow. I say it's Ready to Fall.
No.
Don't hold me. That's the one, yeah.
Prayer of the Refugee is what we're looking for. All right, we have time maybe for one more.
Mr. Slow-mo announcer, please. I'm begging you.
Matt is going to be our next contestant on
line. We already said his name.
Matt, he's ready. I swear to God, Mr. Dowson, I'm going to beat you slowly if you don't stop it. Matt, you ready?
It's going to be. That's how I like it.
It's going to be from the Strokes. Tell us the name of the song. Good luck.
How about last night?
Oh, he's going to do it slow. How about that? Last night. That's correct.
All right. Very well done. We've got Steven. We've got Al. We've got Matt. And that was Brian right there. All four in the running to win tickets in the pit for the Weenie Roast. Lisa, who's our Slow-Mo Weenie winner?
The winner is Steven.
Steven. Yeah. The first person we talked to.
Steven.
Tell him what he's won. Mr. Slow-Mo announcer, tell him what he's won.
Just one tickets in
the pit. In the pit for tomorrow's Weenie Roast. Thanks for playing.
Oh, yeah.
For the Weenie Roast tomorrow. All right, we're not going to have time for this. We got to go.
Oh, no, he's doing it.
Thanks, everybody.
Now Steven's doing it. All right.
Okay. Okay, bye-bye, everybody.
All right, bye now.
Hey, thanks a lot for playing Slow-Mo Weenie. You now have tickets in the pit for the Weenie Roast 2011. This is a mess.
Sounded new.
I think it is, and I think we'll hear more in a moment. Nick Hexum in studio, ladies and gentlemen, singing and playing guitar for a little band that we love called 311, back with a brand new album, Universal Pulse, available July 19th. Nick, how are you, man?
I'm happy to be here. How you doing?
We are happy to have you. You know, you reminded me right as you sat down, and I totally forgot about this, that you came in to talk to us when you ran a marathon a couple years ago. But you're done with that BS now, right? You realize that was a mistake, I hope.
Yeah, it's a lot of time.
Yeah.
Get ready for that. I'm busy with other stuff, making babies and whatnot.
Making babies and making music. I know we got a lot to talk about. What was your time when you ran the marathon?
It was pretty slow, 5 hours and 15 minutes. I had a bum foot, but I finished.
Yeah. Dude, I couldn't do it in 5 days. Believe me, I'm impressed. So well done.
Bean would bring a sleeping bag and a backpack and just stop and set up for the night.
Well, here's what I have to say about marathons. I have a car, so I don't really need to run. So, all right. Well, let's start with talking about the baby part of it before we get into and hear Sunset in July, the new song. We understand you had a little bit of commotion at your house not long ago.
We did. you know, we is our second daughter, and we do a home birth, and this second baby came so quickly that I ended up having to deliver it myself. The midwife didn't get there in time, and it was absolutely terrifying and then glorious when that baby came out okay.
Did you have the knowledge from the first time to know how to do it?
Yeah, I had watched a lot and really picked up a lot. I actually caught the first baby, but I had like supervisors there.
Right.
And this time
the baby was like, I'm not waiting. Yeah. Sorry.
But it got halfway out and just the head was out and they didn't come any further. So I had to kind of, and the umbilical cord was wrapped around its neck, so I had to kind of reach in there and like rotate it around and help it out.
That's a little scary.
It was nuts.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I think the reason most people don't do that is because you're so emotional about it being your own child.
Yeah.
Maybe you're not in the best frame of mind to handle situations like that.
Yeah. And just staying calm, and it was crazy. And my wife and I were just like laughing and crying afterwards, like, what just happened?
What is the what's the thinking behind it? And I know it's a trend that used to be very common to be born at home, and then that went away for a while, and now it seems like we're heading back in that direction for a lot of folks. Why do people want to do that, Nick?
Well, it's because it's a really beautiful experience, and it's, you know, less stressful when you're in your home. And you know, the home birth kind of movement says that it's safer because you have less stress and whatnot, but you know, there's a lot of different opinions, and I just let my wife decide what she wanted to do, and she wanted to do it naturally.
I'm thinking the stress level on you this past time was probably a little higher than it would have been in the hospital.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So you can literally be watching TV, pause it, go deliver your baby, and be right back on your couch in a couple of minutes then, right?
Yeah, I mean, afterwards.
That's Bean's idea of heaven, by the way. He does the baby part to him is just a commercial break.
Yeah. Afterwards, we didn't have to go to the hospital or anything. We just, you know, were eating pancakes, and the midwife showed up and cut the cord and filled out some paperwork, and we were just like, what just happened? That was crazy.
Now, does she still get paid for that day? It's not her fault that she missed it, right? Okay, good.
Yeah, her normal fee was like in and out in just a half hour.
Isn't that something? You know, the only time, thank God I've never been in a position where I've had to either deliver a baby or watch somebody else deliver a baby, but the only time I ever see that is on TV. Is it hard to do? I mean, if everything is healthy and working right, is it a fairly easy thing to deliver a kid?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have to do a lot of work, but it all happens pretty naturally. It's just the human body is just an amazing thing. Most of the time, it doesn't need any help, but obviously, if there are complications, it could have gone wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're just so grateful.
Did your wife still get drugs, though? Which is another reason why people want to go to the hospital, is because they want to, you know, they want to make sure to have drugs for pain. Did you have that available?
You can't. You don't do any drugs at home.
No. That's drugs.
Totally natural.
Dude, you're a better man than I am.
She made that decision.
Yeah.
She said, I'm fine with no drugs.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's a better man than you are, Bean.
Yes, she is. She absolutely is. Well, congratulations to you and your wife and your new daughter. That's awesome, Nick.
Thank
very
you
happy
much.
For you. And you got another new baby coming out next month, that's July right. 19th. How long has it been since the last time we had a 311 album?
It's been 2 years, and Universal Pulse comes out July 19th, and we are really excited about this record. We're putting it out on our 311 record /ATO, and we're just kind of doing a lot of stuff for ourselves. It's like a new era, and we're really pumped.
Now, the rumors on the internet, as people are starting to hear about it, is that it's a little bit faster, a little more guitar-y maybe than previous records even?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
is guitar-y a word?
Guitar.
I mean, I know
we
what it
use
means.
It all the time.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I mean, it's up-tempo. There's songs that are going to be great to be played live. And, you know, we just realized that we're a live band and just made songs for that. And this Sunset in July is perfect.
Do you think of when we're on stage, this song is going to sound good? Do you think about that while writing? Did you think that about this song?
Definitely. We talk about that a lot, and there's no ballads on this one, which some people will be glad about, some people won't, but yeah, it's a faster album.
Well, we got a lot of stuff to talk about in the world of 311 when we return. We want to talk about the summer tour that you're going out on and with Sublime with Rome. We also, I know you got the Powwow Festival around the corner, and we'll talk about some of your other plans. The new album is going to be called Universal Pulse. It comes out July 19th. We are very excited to world premiere with Mr. Nick Hexum himself in studio with us, Sunset in July, and that is next, right after this on the Kevin and Bean. Our friend, the baby delivering man, Nick Hexum, is here from the band 311. We'll talk more with Nick in a moment. First, though, here's the world premiere of a song he's very proud of. Let's see what you think. Sunset in July on K-Rock.
Show you how it is done. There's no competitors. Time to say goodbye to the sun. It takes a better turn. Wake up. It's not your typical rehash. Something unpredictable. Do you really know that? I will remember this one. I'm just on your momentum. Rock out and break up your home suppression. Like to see you having fun in the setting sun. Sunset in July. Rockers by my side. Time is flying.
Brand new 311 on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 20 till 8.
Dear Kevin and Bean, thanks a lot for debuting this new 311 single. I am listening in from Boston right now and enjoying the show. So happy to hear it. Props to the 311 bulletin board members listening online across the country. That's Pat from Boston. Go Bruins. Hey, world premiered brand new music. That's 311 Sunset in July. Nick Hexum in studio. How did it feel to have it on the radio finally, Nick?
It was kind of a big moment for me. I was cranking it on the headphones here, and my phone was blowing up with texts from people all over the city hearing it. So
it's cool. Difficult for you to? I would think I would always be tinkering with the song. Like, oh, I could change this or I could change that. Or do you listen to it that way? Or are you just happy with what happened and you can move on?
I mean, I definitely have a idea in my head what I want it to sound like, and we get to a point and everybody's happy, and that was. Something good about this record is everyone was completely confident about all 8 songs. When it's a longer album, sometimes people are like, I guess we can put this song on. But this one, we were all completely unanimous. And You know, it's
eight songs is fewer than most.
It is. It's a shorter album, but it's a kind of a faster turnaround. Our previous album took like 4 years, and so this one, we're doing 3 or 4 tours a year, so we only have so much time in the studio.
Sure.
Right. Tell me how Sunset in July was written.
That one, I was speeding around Angeles National Forest. I'd drive, around the fast turns, the corners up there, and pull over and write a line, and then I'd drive more until the next one came to me. And it's a great way to write a song. You should try it.
That's odd. Do you end up driving and driving and going, come on, I sure would like another line?
Yeah, sometimes the driving's more fun, but... yeah, driving really helps lyric writing. Go to the beach or something. You got to change scene to get a new inspiration.
We see so many bands that we've been playing for years on and off at here on the Kevin and Bean Show that don't last 21 years. What's the secret to 311? Because, I don't know. I'm just an outsider looking in. But you guys still seem to all be really into it, really enjoy it, really enjoy each other. How has the band stayed so healthy, especially in your line of work, for so long?
Well, maybe a little Nebraska work ethic in there. I don't know. We're really grateful for what we get to do, and we don't take it for granted. And we work real hard to put on the best show we can, and just keep an attitude of gratitude going, I guess.
There has to be some times when you're in the studio and you can't agree on something. How do you
rock, paper, scissors? I hope.
Yeah, I was going to say
we call rock, it Rochambeau.
Sure, yeah, of course.
It's saved our band many times.
What before we talk about this summer's plans for 311 with Nick Hexum here on the Kevin and Bean Show? What'd y'all do for 311 Day this year?
Well, 311 Day was an off year, but we had a cruise that was near 311 Day. It was like the week before, and we went down to Turks and Caicos. And
was it labeled almost 311 the tour?
It was just the Caribbean cruise,
close to 311,
but it was 3,000 crazy, somewhat drunk fans on the boat. I mean, the energy on that boat was nuts, and so we think rock and roll tourism is kind of here to stay. People love to come to shows, but also to travel to a new location.
That's sure.
We're doing the powwow, our first ever camping event in early August in the panhandle of Florida.
Tell us about the camp out thing.
Well, we've been part of some of those outdoor festivals that, kind of like Coachella, but some of them are much more sort of rustic. Mm-hmm. And
by rustic, you mean hippie.
Yeah, hippie. Tenting, communal showers, all that type of thing.
Sure.
And so we'd been wanting to do our own for a while, and this location is perfect. And we just announced the lineup. We got a ton of great bands, Deftones, Sublime with Rome, Dirty Heads, a lot of music that 311 fans would love to hear. And
are you going to play, people move from tent to tent, and they'll see your band, and then another tent, and they'll see Deftones? How does that work?
There's like one main stage, and then a side stage, but it's 3 days, and we're going to play our Transistor album in its entirety, which is like a really long, trippy kind of album, and our fans have been asking for that for a while, so we're going to do that for the first time ever down there, and play 4 sets, I think. Yeah,
you do have some rabid fans, and I was just thinking when you're talking about going on that cruise, I mean, a 311 fan who loves the band enough to book a cruise to go out with y'all, that must have been the greatest audience you ever played for, just in terms of people who are so into the music.
Yeah, the energy was deafening. I mean, it was, like when you're in a city that's on an island, there's so much energy. That's why like New York or San Francisco, there's so much energy there, and then on a boat it's so concentrated, like everywhere you'd look people would be like screaming and high-fiving, and it was kind of overwhelming.
Tiring to be you on that cruise?
It is, but we there was so much positive energy. We took a photo with every person, each person, like almost each cabin got their own individual photo, and mm-hmm. So but there's just so much love coming, it kept us going.
Was there somebody on the boat that ruined it for everyone, though? There always is. There's always one guy. You're not partying the same way he wants to party or whatever.
Well, he didn't come back from that boat cruise, Kevin.
That's what I was going to ask. And did you
find him over the
throw
side?
Him overboard.
There
did
was.
That happen?
There, funny,
there's always
ask,
that guy.
There was a dude that, when we pulled into Turks and Caicos to the dock there, he couldn't wait to, be processed to go. So he jumped from the 7th floor into the water.
Sweet.
And apparently he's supposed to be like a cliff diver, but he was drunk and he like dislocated his hips and he got arrested. They had to fly him home. And so there was a bit of a party bummer.
All right.
For him, especially.
In our remaining moments with Mr. Hexum again from 311, just listen to Sunset in July, which you'll be hearing a lot, I'm sure, in the months to come. The album Universal Pulse comes out July 19th. You mentioned you're doing this Powwow Festival, and among the acts you're playing alongside are Sublime with Rome. They're kind of your band you're taking out on the road for the whole summer tour, right?
Yeah, you know, we've been wanting to have them for a long time, and it's kind of a dream bill for a lot of our fans, and they're coming out with us to play the Sheds all summer and down here in Irvine, I think August 20, and it's going to be an awesome summer.
That is awesome. Tickets are on sale now, by the way, Ticketmaster.com if you want to go. You mentioned the date, August 20th at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater, but you're going all over the place, so if you want to see 311 together with Sublime with Rome, it's a dream come true. Like Nick said, this is your chance to go see him this summer.
Just don't be that guy. Yeah. Wherever
just
they
don't
are.
Don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy.
Don't jump off something.
Right.
It's awesome to catch up with you again. It's awesome to have new 311 music back on the radio, man. Thanks so much for coming in.
Good to see you guys. Thank you.
I don't know what the heck is going on. We had new Coldplay music for you earlier today. We just had new music from 311 there. I guess Adam Sessler from X-Play on G4, he's got a new song. He's coming into world premiere of that in a minute.
I think he's got a new song. But
it sounds like everybody's got a new song. And then new Paramore later on today. What the hell? It is the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. Ralph Garman on vacation. Returns money. In the meantime, we're taking turns filling in on the Showbiz Beat, and it's producer Alex's turn.
Don't bogart. Nope. I got stuff to do, quite. People.
We all do.
I got a pack for Weenie Roast. There's a new Papaya King in Hollywood. Nobody told me. I need to go try it out.
What? What the hell is a Papaya King?
What? Have you guys never had that? Oh, no. It's in New York.
What is it? Is it a restaurant?
It's a hot dog chain in New York, and they're awesome. And there's now one in Hollywood, so I need to go. I need to go grab some weenies before Weenie Roast.
Yeah, well, you're known for that.
I know, exactly. All right, NBC is reviving Fear Factor. Yeah!
It's back, finally!
Woo! Somebody call Joe Rogan, tell him he's not going to the MMA fight.
I don't think he's going to do that.
What?
How do we feel? Do we need a show back on the air where people are eating buffalo eyeballs? I mean, what's the...
Kevin does.
I like that, yes.
Basically, NBC is rebooting the action classic Fear Factor because it was doing so well in syndication on their sister network, Chiller. I've never heard of Chiller.
On DirecTV. Yeah.
Okay. I guess decade-old repeats on Chiller were beating a lot of other things on the network.
Wow.
So
that's because it's Chiller.
NBC went, hey, Joe, what are you doing not during an MMA weekend? So initially they discussed doing a few big specials, and then the network said, nah, all we got is Biggest Loser and The Voice. So let's pump up the network with Joe Rogan hosting people eating, you know, dog intestines or whatever.
But Joe Rogan's not hosting, is he?
No, but okay. I'm just trying to, you know, this is my campaign to get Joe back on TV. Fear Factor ran for 5 years, starting in 2001. They're not sure technically about the new host or when the show will launch, but get ready.
It'll air right after Extreme Ironing.
Yes! Oh, I'm telling you, no idea it's going to be awesome. Update on Sean Kingston in the hospital. According to TMZ, he is awake and alert, which is surprising considering the fact that he was in the ICU 72 hours ago. He apparently is getting better every day, according to doctors, and he's communicating through nods and sign language.
All right.
So doctors expect to keep him hospitalized for another couple of weeks, but they are now... they're happier about his condition.
Optimistic.
Yeah, thank you. That's what I'm looking for.
Is he suing anybody since that bridge jumped out in front of him?
No, Bean, I don't think he is. Jane Lynch is going to host the Primetime Emmys. She's been tapped to host the 63rd Annual Primetime Emmy Awards. They're going to air live on September 18th on Fox. The Glee comedian said, I am tickled pink to be hosting the Primetime Emmys on Fox. I'm looking forward to singing, dancing, and sporting my finest tracksuit. Because that's all she wears.
I don't understand.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
Pink, my girl Pink, and our boy Carrie Hart had a baby. Willow Sage Hart. What do we think? Wacky enough?
I like it.
Willow Sage, not wacky enough.
It's kind of normal
it's
now.
It's almost too normal for celebrities.
Yeah, it's a little hippy-dippy, but I like it. I love them. So
I do, too. I'm very happy for them. I just can't imagine anyone would name their child Willow after Willow Smith has ruined that name.
No, I think Willow Hart is going to kick Willow Smith's ass.
Oh, I agree.
And she's going to bring it back.
I like it.
Pink Although Willow Smith can whip her hair back and forth. Let's not forget that.
Pink tweeted, we are ecstatic to welcome our new beautiful, healthy, happy baby girl, Willow Sage Hart. She's gorgeous, just like her daddy.
Aww.
Warm and fuzzy for everybody this morning. Breaking news from People. You guys are not going to believe this. People magazine says... Scarlett Johansson and Sean Penn broke up.
No!
What?
How does that
That's
not
Sean
work?
That's Sean Penn, by the way, going, no! Yeah.
If those two kids can't work it out, there's no hope for the rest
Has
of us.
Has there ever been a couple where you just scratch your head more and go, how?
No.
What?
It, it's just sex, right? They were just banging a lot. And
I guess.
They were done.
But even that, you would look at it and go, what kind of bond do they have, those two? It just seems like they're opposites.
A naked one. They have a naked, hot, sweaty bond. That's about it.
Well, Alex, let me ask you this. We all see the appeal of Scarlett Johansson for Sean Penn. What is the appeal as a lady of Sean Penn?
By all accounts, Sean Penn in person can be charming. He does a lot of charity work, which can be sexy. The fact that he goes and he's, you know, helping people in need. He's
Do you find him attractive at all?
Yeah. I think he's got the scruffy kind of older guy thing going on.
I do too.
Yeah. But he seems a little intense.
He's surly.
Yeah. There's only so many serious conversations I can have over a lot of red wine before I'm like, all right, are we doing this or what? Let's go. Let's hurry up. This is my favorite story of the week. I'm glad I'm finally have a chance to get to it on my last day. Dallas Mavericks player, as we know, the NBA finals are going on right now between the Miami Heat and the Dallas Mavericks.
Right.
Dallas Mavericks player Jason Terry got a championship tattoo before the championship. So everybody just sort of think about that for a minute.
If they win it, he's a genius. And if they lose it, he's the jinx.
He got a trophy. He got a championship trophy before the season. With a tattoo.
Wait, before the season or before the playoffs? Before the season.
Before the season. Wow. Apparently, a day before a preseason game against the Orlando Magic, Mavericks guard Deshaun Stevenson had a get-together for the team at his house. At the party, he had his personal chef and his personal tattoo artist there. As you do when you have a barbecue. You bring your tattoo artist.
Sure.
It was a team-building exercise. Apparently, a lot of the guys got a tattoo. So Jason Terry was thinking, oh, I don't know, tramp stamp, butterfly on the hip. I know I'm going to get the championship trophy on my inner right arm before the season started.
Interesting.
So go Mavs. I hope he wins.
I mean, yeah, that's his motivation probably is to not look like a dumbass. So I better play the best I possibly can so we win this thing.
It is 1-1.
Hey, he helped last night in that final 6 minutes when they came back from 15 down, by the way. So maybe it's working.
Maybe it's good luck for him. Go Mavs. I don't know if we have time for all the celebrity birthdays. There's so many to get through, but I guess I can just mention Rafael Nadal. Happy birthday. And to my Silver Fox, Anderson Cooper. And that's it. Those are the only birthdays today. So I'm Alex. That is your Showbiz Beat.
Hey, party people. Thanks for checking in with us on a Friday. Hey, when are we playing that new Paramore? I don't have the schedule in front of me. When's brand new Paramore world premiere called Monster? Coming up next. What? It's been quite a day. We had new Coldplay for you earlier today. We'll play that one again before the end of the show if you missed it. You can also see it at kevinandbean.com if you want to check it out. We also had new 311 for you and now new Paramore in moments. Adam Sessler from G4 X-Play. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Very good. Thank you.
Good to see you. By the way, Adam with the professional lingo, man, he's like, yeah, I've been pretty busy this week doing some set tours.
Well, you
yeah,
know.
I've been doing some set tours.
I saw
I've been
some
doing.
Real TV people using those terms, so I thought I'd try to impress you with it.
But we don't know what that means, so...
It's so funny for me.
It's like striking a set or something like that. I think.
All right.
I don't know how long you've been on G4.
Well, I've been doing this gig for about 13 years. G4. We moved over from Tech TV to G4 in 2004. So
okay,
that's
even then. I had the feeling that it was a little bit of geeks in the basement talking about stuff only they care about, and now it's everywhere, all the time, always. And a guy like you is much in demand all over the country on real professional television and radio shows.
Real professional television and radio shows.
Plus Kevin and Bean. Now, this one.
Okay, that's what I was about to ask you. I need some clarification.
Yeah, we are not in that group.
No. What were you talking to everybody about on your set tours? What are
obviously
you
next week is kind of, you know, it's the Mecca. It's the big pilgrimage to the LA Convention Center. It's E3. So all the major publishers start to show their new games or their new hardware for probably the next year, maybe the next 2 years. And it's a chance to see stuff you've never seen before and get a sense of how healthy the industry is and how excited we should be if you're a hardcore gamer.
Now, you can't buy anything there. This is just for...
No.
Okay. Just for show.
But
for
they hand out T-shirts willy-nilly. Apparently, there's an assumption that people who play video games are always cold and need more clothing.
I got to tell you, from our experience, a free T-shirt is the most important item, is more important than food to people.
Yeah, it's like the Nouveau prom photo. It's like, look, I was there. I have the T-shirt.
You see people fighting over a T-shirt, and you go, hey, it's just a T-shirt.
So are there some things you know about that are going to be there from Microsoft or EA, Sony, Nintendo, all the big ones, of course, so they're unveiling new stuff. Is there something in particular that is going to be like everyone's going to gravitate toward in the center of the floor?
Yes. I think once again, Nintendo is going to have a lot of the chatter, for lack of a better word, at E3 because they have a brand new console. Last year, they had the 3DS, which is the handheld device that does 3D without using glasses. Now they have a brand new console, and there's a lot of speculation as to what it's going to be. They got really casual with the Wii, and they got this brand new audience, but in doing so, they kind of realized that casual gamers are called casual because they don't play that many games, and over time, that doesn't really help you make much money, and they also alienated that base of gamers that really kind of made them Nintendo over the past 30 years. So there's a lot of hope that this is going to be more of a hardcore system, something that has a more traditional controller and interface, and that we get some of those classic Nintendo games and something a little bit more adult and more difficult. It could be Wii 2. We don't know. But that's definitely where all the eyes are, because no one seems to really know what they're going to show off.
Interesting.
We're also going to see a brand new handheld from Sony. It's currently called the NGP, which stands for Next Generation Portable.
Okay.
It's a terrible, terrible code name. It sounds like a hip-hop collective from the mid-90s.
It sort of does,
with the NGP.
Yeah.
So hopefully we're going to get a real name for it, although the rumor that's going around is going to be called the Vita, which...
Vita?
Yeah.
V-I-T-A or V-I-D-A?
V-I-T-A. It's Latin. Gamers love Latin.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's a fact.
I had no idea that. Gamers love Latin.
Kids love aliens. Gamers love Latin.
Right. I never knew that. Are there going to be some games that you'll be able to see the beginnings of? Maybe some things that aren't going to be out until the end of the year or maybe even next year, too?
Yeah. I mean, actually, the happiness and the sadness of E3 is that you see all these awesome games, and then you go home to the games you do own, and you don't like them anymore. You have to wait all these months for the next ones to come out. I mean, there's some really exciting stuff. I think the one that a lot of people want to see more of is called BioShock Infinite. I know I've been on here talking about the BioShock games.
Right.
It was this kind of really surprising shooter that took place underwater in the 30s in, like, you know, an Ayn Rand environment. This, because everyone loves the McKinley administration. Other than Latin, kids love McKinley.
I didn't realize that that was their favorite president.
Yes.
Okay.
This game takes place during that time period, and it's up in the sky with these, you know, sort of large dirigibles and floating platforms, and it kind of plays with, you know, sort of American and racial superiority back around the turn of the century, and it has magic powers and monsters.
Well, I would not have predicted that as a popular game. I must be honest.
The original BioShock, I mean, I have no idea how this got out of sort of that room and said, hey, could you finance a project that takes place with an Ayn Rand crazy scientist in an underwater, you know, Art Deco place?
And then
it sold really, really well. It's considered one of the best games of this generation. So,
this is our friend Adam Sessler in studio from X-Play on G4 here on the Kevin Bean Show. We have a bunch of new games we're going to talk about when we come back, including Duke Nukem Forever and L.A. Noire, which everybody's talking about. But I have to ask before the break. Sony's going to be at this thing next week, right?
Right.
Is anybody going to want to play anything on Sony, or is their credit card information immediately going to be stolen if they touch the handheld?
Yeah.
What's the deal? What is going on with every week? It seems like there's a new hacker exposing information from Sony users.
Yeah, and then obviously there's this one that hasn't been verified, but the group that I think recently did a hack on the PBS website has now claimed that they hacked into SonyPictures.com and got about a million user data. I think it's like passwords. That were not secured at all. There's no
And nothing has been done with any of this stuff that's been stolen, as nearly as anyone can tell. It's almost like we're doing it just to show you that we can,
which
right?
is what I think is happening. Now, obviously, Sony will have a press conference that we're going to be airing live on G4 Monday evening. I have a feeling that in the next 72 hours, they look like a really hot target because they do have the PlayStation Network up and running.
Right.
It's working, and they need it to stay that way so that when they get in front of the press and everybody else, they can start talking about the future, be a little bit contrite about what just happened. But if something happens in the next 72 hours, that really is going to put them in a tough position. They're going to have to talk about it more than they want to.
That was unbelievable that the PlayStation Network was down for how long did it end up being?
A couple of weeks, right? Oh, it was longer than that.
Six weeks.
And, you know, where they really made a mistake is that they waited about 6 days to really say that something happened. Now, the problem is it wasn't up and running, so everyone knew something happened. And that's when you let the internet do your corporate marketing or corporate speaking.
Which I don't think
Bad
you want to do.
Yeah,
that always turns
out poorly. Why is a company like Sony that has so much experience with matters like this and has been around for a long time, why did they handle it so poorly, Adam?
I think it has a little to do with the fact that it is a Japanese-run company, and we've seen some similar sort of recalcitrance in admitting a mistake, like from Toyota and even from like sort of the Tokyo Power Company. I do understand the one point of their message that they didn't know yet if the credit card data had been stolen, so you don't want to start getting anyone into a panic if it's unnecessary.
Right.
At the same time, there is a more moderate statement they could have made acknowledging that it's down, that we're experiencing some difficulties, and then slowly get the word out. The one thing to their favor is young gamers were just upset they couldn't play Call of Duty.
Yeah. Well.
It's people like my age and older. They're like, hey, my credit card data has been taken.
Right.
But there
right.
seems
exactly.
to be this assumption, if you're of a certain age, that your information is out there and it's probably going to get misused at one point or another.
Yeah.
Well. Speaking of these hackers, Kevin, Adam made a reference to they hacked the PBS website. Did you hear that story? Do you know what they did to PBS? You're going to love these people. These are so your people. If you could hack the PBS website, this is what you'd do. They put a story on that instantly went viral and worldwide that Tupac had been found alive in New Zealand.
Sweet.
That's what they decided to do with their hacking.
I love it. That is great.
Adam Sessler is here if you're one of the lucky ones who can actually watch X-Play. It's on G4 weekdays at 6:30. When we return, Adam, can we run down some of these awesome new games out this month?
You got it.
All right. Let's do it right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. Our friend Adam Sessler in studio. He's the host and editor-in-chief of X-Play on G4. 23 hours of live coverage for the E3 2011 convention. That's going to be next week, all day, all night on the channel.
How do they come up with 23 hours of live coverage and not just go, you know what? Yeah. Let's just throw in the 24th hour.
Who knows? Maybe it will just happen that way. But I like 23.
You
it
do.
Sounds better than 24.
Is that right?
It's 1 hour less of me crying on the inside.
I see.
There's okay. a good point there.
All right.
The reason we started talking to Adam all those years ago and fell so desperately in love with him is that he gets to play all the games before we do, because he gets the demos and gets the chance to spend some time with us. We can review them on the TV before we get a chance to go out and buy them. He always gives us the heads up on what's good, what's bad. Everybody is talking about, apparently everybody is loving L.A. Noire. Why?
Wearing a t-shirt that says that.
Exactly. It was there. I thought I'd be talking about
sure.
it. I thought it'd be like one of those cues, one of those triggers you guys would ask me. L.A. Noire, it's from Rockstar Games, so it's a different group called Team Bondi that are out in Australia. But these are the guys that make Grand Theft Auto, and last year put out the exceptional Red Dead Redemption.
Mm-hmm.
This is not identical to those games, but it takes kind of some of the stuff that you're familiar with, a very open world and sort of gunplay that you're familiar with, and does it in 1947 Los Angeles. And the game is an 8x8 square mile recreation of L.A. in 1947. It goes about as far west as maybe like Highland.
Okay.
And you play a cop. You're
down,
solving
boy,
crimes.
Down. Sorry. I'm going to go let Atomic in. I'll be
what
right back.
That was shocking. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You play a detective. And there's this other fascinating tech that's in it where they're able to capture facial animations with about, they're called points of articulation.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get like kind of the musculature under the eyes. And this is important because when you interrogate people, you're not just listening to what they're saying, you're listening to how they're saying
they're kind of looking for cues
right.
as to, I see.
And it really becomes this rich, very, very noirish story that really feels fun and adult.
I'm so surprised that people would, I don't know, I just, in my mind, I just don't think gamers care about 1947 Los Angeles. But I guess if you make the universe compelling enough, you can get them to care about anything,
well,
right?
Their pedigree from the Grand Theft Auto series kind of gives them some license to do
right.
things most anyone else would not want to do. Having said that, I find this to be one of the best games of the year. And just one of the more seminal moments I've had in playing video games in probably the last decade.
Wow.
But I am somewhat alone in that some people, especially younger people, seem to find the game more lacking. It is not a big shoot 'em up.
Right.
The action comes only when kind of the story suggests that it's right, which makes it so much more fun. It's surprising. You know, when you're interviewing a guy and then he just takes off in his car and you have to have a car chase. But if it happens 10 times, you expect it every time. It's not that fun. In this game, it's like, ooh, cool, car chase.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Gotcha. That's L.A. Noire. It's available out now for Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. Infamous 2 is coming out next week.
Yes.
How's this?
This is only for the PlayStation 3. It's from a group of devs up in Seattle I love. They're called Sucker Punch. They obviously did Infamous 1, but they also did a much different game series called Sly Cooper. Where you played a thieving raccoon and his buddy who's a turtle in a wheelchair. And they go around.
All right.
Oh, that old thing.
That
so
again?
They decided to move from that to Infamous, where you play a guy named Cole McGrath, who is carrying a bomb one day. He's a bike messenger. And suddenly it goes off. It destroys the city. And he suddenly has the power of electricity in his hands.
Okay.
And he slowly becomes a superhero. This is the sequel where he's now a true superhero. And he's trying to fight the forces of evil. But you could actually be a bad guy in how you go about doing that.
Oh, I see.
Or a good guy. This game, if you like the first one, this is one you definitely want to play. There are some issues with the game not having the right kind of pacing. That it doesn't seem to ramp up as the game goes on. And you begin the game so powerful that it doesn't seem to throw enough enemies at you that make you feel like you're being really challenged. But having said that, it's a hell of a lot of fun to play. And if you have a PS3, this is one of the biggest games of the year.
how do you play as many video games as you do and not want to develop your own, Adam? It seems like you know what makes a great game. Have you ever thought about getting into that end of it?
Oh, I think anybody who's on the journalism side of the game industry, you know, has these flights of fancy. And then you interview the guys who make the games, and you see how much work, how stressful and challenging it is. It's like, you know what? I might just be – it might be better just to play them and let them know if what they did was good or not.
Let's let them do all of that work. It probably would surprise people how much work every single game takes.
Oh,
does it take a year or two?
It can take two at least.
Usually, two at least.
You know, it depends on what you're trying to do, if it's new technology. I think what's really scary is you don't know if it's going to work until very late in the game.
Wow.
And that's the thing. All those parts have to come together. And there's so many times I've heard from people that work on games. They're like, it's terrible. It's terrible. This is going to be a failure.
Oh, wow.
But it's only in that last month they're like, oh, hold on. This is all going to work. That just sounds... That's too stressful. Too much for me.
Yeah. No kidding. All right. We only have a minute left with Adam Sessler from G4. Be sure to check out the X-Play coverage from E3 next week. Duke Nukem Forever. Duke is back trying to save the world again. This one comes out not next week, but the week after, June 14th. What's the deal?
Well, this is the single most delayed game in the history of games.
Is that good?
This game was announced when I started my career in 1998.
You were a junior in high school, and you couldn't wait for the new Duke Nukem.
Wow. This is a first-person shooter. The game was delayed in development just for years and years and years, and another company kind of rescued it after it had been canceled and decided it's going to be finished. Duke Nukem was obviously a very silly character. He's kind of a send-up of 80s action heroes, a lot of sort of famous lines that are stolen from other movies and other comic books. It's silly, and what's probably most interesting about this game, and I don't know how it's going to resonate with a lot of people out there, this is the game that was in development in 1998. So it plays, looks, and feels like something from the past. It's more of a curio.
In a good way or no?
Well,
not in a good way.
When I sat down to play, and I've not played the entire thing, it was neat because I forgot that shooters were different back then. You used to run around with a shotgun. There's no cover system. There's none of these things that you're just so used to now.
Right.
And it was kind of refreshing and nice. At the same time, if you're not familiar with what this form was, it's just going to look really strange and archaic. Hopefully, it is going to stand up and it's going to find sort of a younger generation, because I would love to see more Duke Nukem games going forward.
Adam Sessler is here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Generally, we would say goodbye to you and thank you for your time, sir. But do you know computers as well as you know video games? Are you a tech guy in that world as well, Adam?
I'm familiar with this thing you call a computer.
Yes, excellent.
Okay, well, because we need a little bit of help because, and Kevin and Bean listeners, you definitely want to stick around for this. Kevin has somebody watching him in his house through the webcam of his laptop. And we need to tell you that story and get some advice from you, Mr. Adam Sessler, when we return right after this on the Kevin and Bean. It's that magical time of year again, by the way. The Furries Convention, the Califur Convention, is happening in Southern California next week. We're going to talk to a representative from the Furries coming up in about a half an hour. Adam Sessler's here from G4. Are you familiar with the Furries, Adam? You know what they're all about?
Yes. It's a lot of hair and animals.
Correct, yes.
And costumes.
That is correct.
And flaps in places where
That's
flaps
correct.
Are.
They get turned on by dressing up like a sea otter. I don't get it, but we're going to find out what the deal is on the way. First, though, and I'm glad you're here today, Adam, because I love this story so much. I love stories where technology works to find bad guys. Here's a guy. The short version of the story is this guy had his laptop stolen. He's in the San Francisco Bay Area. Had his laptop stolen. He went to the Oakland police and he said, "Hey guys, my laptop was stolen, but I have this app on it called Hidden App."
I was going to say, did the police say, "Yeah, we'll get right on that"?
No, essentially that's exactly what happened, Kevin. Is he said my laptop was stolen, the police said, "That's fine, we're going to put you at the bottom of the list. We'll get to you sometimes in 2013
once
we
reduce
have
crime in Oaktown." Right. We'll be all over that case.
Although, if the Raiders don't play this season, if there's no NFL, that may free up a lot of police hours. But anyway, the point is, he had installed something on his laptop that I had not heard about at all, that is called the Hidden App, I think is what it's called. And basically what it is it tracks, it's like LoJack for your computer. It tracks the person that has your computer, and it sends back IP information, so when that person logs on, you can see where they are. But here's the part that really captured my imagination, is they have something, and I don't know how they do this, but they can surreptitiously snap a photo through the webcam on the laptop so that you can actually have delivered to you photos of the person who stole and is now using your laptop. How awesome is that?
You know, this really could explain the Anthony Weiner thing.
Yeah.
Maybe he
had his laptop stolen.
He should have tried that if he was smart enough.
Yeah.
So the guy who had, the guy's name is Josh Kaufman, the guy who had his computer stolen, he went to the police. He said, "Look, here are pictures of the guy that has my laptop. how can you not go find this dude? So he decided, he got frustrated, he decided to put up a website, and I think it was called thisguyhasmymac.com, and he posted the photos, and all, and it's, you know, started picking up steam, people started hearing about it. All these people started posting tips. Oh, I've seen that dude before, I think I know where he works, or I think I know where he lives, and eventually enough information came together, the police just had to drive over there and arrest the guy. It turned out he was a cab driver, and they paged his cab, by the way,
sweet,
and had him show up to pick them up, and then they picked him up. Now, I had never heard of this technology before, and I was just extremely suspicious that the whole thing was just some sort of viral marketing campaign for this hidden app, and it wasn't a real story. But apparently it has been confirmed by the Oakland police that this did happen, and the guy, Mustana Abadashi of Alameda, was arrested on Tuesday for possessing stolen goods. So apparently it is a legit story. Now, when I came in and told the guys about this, Kevin, you had some concerns that are very similar to what happened to this dude.
I did, but let me just bring up an idea that we hadn't thought of yet, Bean. Hidden app. We put on Lisa's computer.
Yes, I like it. Go
I
on.
I only use my home computer naked.
And then
go on.
Right? And then you get the photos, right?
That's,
and she
that's
doesn't
fantastic.
Even know about it.
Yeah.
You know, all those two topless game reviews.
Good.
And you put the hidden app on it. Then we're perfect.
Excellent. Now, what happened to me was, you know, there's a little green light when your camera is on.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I went on my laptop and that little green light was on. I was like, well, that's weird. So I looked for any programs that had it open, and there were none. There were no programs running. It was just the little green light was on. I was thinking, well, I wonder if, like, it's just a malfunction? Or is someone somewhere watching me?
Or, yeah.
So I did the right thing and whipped it out, knowing that that little camera wouldn't be good enough to get it all. But then I thought, well, that's weird. So I turned it off. And then turned it back on, and the little camera was still on.
Ooh.
So, dude. Now, while I think it was a malfunction, I took a piece of tape and I put it over the camera just because I was like, I don't know.
Did you really?
Yes.
I mean, that's why I don't use webcams. I mean, I want people to picture me.
Sure.
Not see me as I typically am when I'm in front of a computer at 7 o'clock in the morning or whenever right. that is.
Listen, I didn't want them seeing me either, but and I'm not the panicky type. Like, I figured it was just a... But then I thought, well, what's the downside of putting a piece of tape on it?
How do we know?
You know, just in
case.
What's
going on new?
What could that have been, though? Adam, you know anything about webcams in computers? I mean, is that the type of thing that somebody... You know, we hear all these hacking stories. Could somebody have gotten into Kevin's computer and figured out a way to turn it on?
I mean, if someone really was that interested in Kevin, in theory, it could have happened.
Which is not the case. But
I would say the green light...
Malfunction.
It could just mean that the camera was operational. You know, that doesn't mean that it's necessarily transmitting it somewhere.
Right, but it's only in regular usage that green light is only on when it is transmitting.
When you turn it on, right.
So
exactly.
I thought, well, this is weird. I wonder why the camera's on. No programs open that use it. So I put, like I say, I put on a show.
I mean, obviously.
I got a monkey.
I mean, as the story we were just talking about with this hidden technology, I mean, obviously there is technology to surreptitiously access someone's camera. I mean, this clearly is for the purposes of good. But I think
it could be used for evil.
Exactly.
Lisa, can I borrow your iPad over the weekend? You mind if I just borrow your iPad over the weekend?
Just see.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I just
want to
try
it. With it.
Yeah,
sure.
I just want to try it out and see some of the apps that you have on it.
Sure.
That'd be great. So we don't know. We don't know, right?
We don't have
any idea.
That's why always be on your best behavior.
Although
somebody
is going to be tweeting underwear photos to your Twitter account later today, I bet, Kevin.
That's true. Put them up, and then I'll just deny that they're me. I'll say that they were that congressman.
I don't know those shorts.
that's not my boner, which is the name of my autobiography. I hope you all pick it up.
We're going to talk all things furries coming up next here on the Kevin and Bean Show. In the meantime, Ralph Garman's on vacation. He'll be back Monday. We are taking turns filling in on the showbiz beat. It's Kevin and Bean's turn this hour, and we're going to start with some bad news. You know how much I hate bad news.
Yeah.
You love bad news.
Licky Lee.
I'd like
my
to.
Little Swedish songbird that I love so much. Scheduled to play the Weenie Roast tomorrow. Had to cancel. Laryngitis. Bad throat.
Wait, can't she's play. Canceling because she has no voice?
She's canceling just because she can't sing, which I think is a pretty shaky reason to cancel, to tell you the truth.
She's canceling San Diego and Santa Barbara as well.
Yes.
All because she can't sing.
That's how she rolls.
What a diva.
That song, Get Some, is so good. I love I Follow Rivers. The whole album, actually, she's got two albums. They're both so good. And she's Swedish, and she's hot, and I love her, and I'm sad to have to report that news to you. But sorry to say, no Leaky Lee tomorrow. But apparently the rest of the acts are going to be expanding their sets a little bit, so you'll still get just as much music as before, and hopefully we'll have another opportunity to see her somewhere down the road.
The LA Times is reporting that Lindsay Lohan's electronic ankle monitor went off.
What?
Uh-oh!
Good delivery.
Thank you.
The LA Times is reporting she was visited by probation officials on Tuesday because the electronic ankle monitor that she wears to ensure she doesn't leave her house started to go off.
Now, when we talked to people who had been on house arrest, Kevin and Bean listeners a few days ago, we heard nothing but stories from people talking about how unreliable that equipment was and how it happened all the time for them. That doesn't necessarily, well, I guess my point is, I don't know what happened in Lindsay's case. It doesn't necessarily mean she was running for the border.
No, she wasn't, actually. She was on a roof posing for the paparazzi.
Good for her.
The paparazzi know which house is hers, and she can go up on the roof. That still counts. And supposedly it was a malfunction. So they came over and they checked it out, and they said, oh, so well, that's not working. But don't you think at some point they would go, hey, we should have these ankle bracelets work?
Yes, I do. It sounds like it's important enough that they ought to not malfunction. But I also love that Lindsay is under house arrest, and one of the thoughts that's going through her pretty little head is, if I'm in my house all the time, maybe I won't get my picture taken. What do I do? Oh, I know. I can climb up onto the roof and wave and let people know that I'm still here.
Hey, everyone. Hi. Here I am in a bikini.
Earlier today, we world premiered a brand new song from the band Coldplay. In fact, we're going to play that one for you again in about 20 minutes. I liked it, by the way. It's very Coldplay-y. Chris Martin is in the news. You know, the band has basically been in seclusion. We've heard very little from them for the past few years. He and his wife, Gwyneth Paltrow, Oscar-winning actress Gwyneth Paltrow, have a job available to work for them right now. Now, tell me this isn't an awesome job, okay? They are looking for somebody who can teach their children, Apple and Moses, Greek, Latin, French, and Spanish.
How old are they?
It doesn't say here, but they're both pretty young, aren't they, Lisa? Aren't they both under five?
Three, something like that.
I was going to say maybe around five.
Do they need to know Latin?
I don't know why anybody needs to know Latin.
Latin because seems to be a favorite, but
no one speaks it. I mean, the only advantage to knowing Latin is it does make it a lot easier to learn all the other languages because how many of them are based on Latin. But, I mean, they want their kids to be able to speak five languages, as I'm sure Gwyneth does, by the way.
Sure.
So they're looking for somebody to teach the kids Greek, Latin, French, and Spanish, and obviously they know English. If you know how to play tennis and sail, that is a bonus.
God.
The job, I'm not kidding, the job, apparently they're on the hunt for a private tutor. The job will pay $98,000 per year for the right person. $98,000 a year.
That's more than almost all teachers combined.
I know. I don't know what the chances are they're going to be able to find somebody who can teach four languages and sailing and tennis. That may be a little bit too specific a job search, but it is interesting that they're advertising for that. It's crazy.
Well, look, they're gonna F up those kids.
Yeah.
You don't teach them Latin.
They're going to be insufferable.
Little kids are going to start speaking Latin and people are going to go, hey, F you.
but don't they always
say... How do you say that in Latin?
I mean, I'm terrible with foreign languages, but don't they always say that that's the time to teach? If you start teaching the kid the language when they're two or three, they pick it up so much more quickly that it's pretty easy, right?
Right, but if they're under the age of five, do they need to know five languages? That's obnoxious.
It seems like a lot.
Yeah. And Gwyneth Paltrow wonders why people hate her.
This is Gwyneth Paltrow's statement.
Actually, fun enough, I was talking to the Queen about it on Thursday.
So she should learn English. I don't have the birthday Sabrina, I'm sorry.
Well, we got Anderson Cooper, of course, from CNN celebrating today. He is 44, the gray fox. The ladies love him. And the men love him, too. And we haven't had a chance to really properly celebrate the beautiful Denise Williams, who celebrates her birthday today.
What song does she do? I forget.
She is 60, but there was a time where she was very, very hot on the radio with a song from a movie called Footloose. I think we have tape of that.
This is Bean as a DJ back in the day. Talking over Footloose.
Yeah. 95. PGC. I still love that song. From Nisi. Almost sprained myself right down there in the ankle every time I hear it. You might say it almost made my foot loose.
That happened.
You might say that, although I wouldn't advise it. And that is the Kevin Beach Show Biz Beat.
Actually, fun enough, I was talking to the Queen about it on Thursday.
All right, it's the Kevin and Bean Show. We got the Afro line up and running for you 24/7. It's our voicemail. You call us, leave a message, we play it back. It's at 323-520-AFRO. What are people talking about?
Well, I don't understand why or how Omar decided that he needed to bring back the word lop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how is that decision made? How's that the word where you go, yes, I'm going to put all my energy behind this?
And I had missed lop first time around, but apparently in certain circles it was very popular. Sure. It's another word that basically means fool or means loser or something like that. So now Omar is walking around the building calling everybody a lop.
Right. And then he started calling the Afro line and requesting his own song.
Right.
Which is a little weak if you ask me.
Omar, look, the Afro line is my absolute favorite segment of the show. So when you call in 19 times in a row, numbnuts, pretending to be people asking about the Lop song and Lop is back and this and that. And by the way, you cannot ask to hear the Lop back song and then say that you would dig it. What's next, dude? Geese? Groovy? Are you going to sit far out, Omar? Are you going to bring other stupid sayings back? You just got moated.
Well played, sir. Well played.
There's an interesting call.
Hey, guys. It's Eric here. I really think you need to interview Cindy Lauper. Find out what it's like to be a real lopper. Eh? Yeah. Eh?
Anyone?
Eh?
Dude.
File.
He put himself in the file.
He put himself in the file.
Love it.
Last week at the Internet Roundup, we had Tupac Cat.
Tupac Cat. Meow. Meow. Tupac Cat. Meow, 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 Tupac Cat.
I'm going to say again for the next call, you need to be more specific because this could be any of us about any topic.
Oh my God, shut up! Shut up! Just shut up! Shut the ass up! Oh my God, shut up!
That's not useful. I mean, if you're calling to tell us to shut up so that we won't keep talking about something, you have to tell us what it is.
Right, because that could have been any single segment on Friday.
But come on, don't you think it was Bean?
Yes.
Hey!
That's a good point. That's a good point.
All right.
Speaking of Bean, he's the one that wanted to talk to big-breasted women last week because he was very upset that they may be having some problems.
Well, discriminated against sometimes just because of their boobs, and I think that's unfair, and I think I want to be the guy to give the voice to the voiceless. That's all.
You know, in the beginning, I really didn't get the point of talking to big-boobed women on the radio, but listening to Lisa Mays discuss really did help me get a boner. Thank you.
All right.
Wow.
Glad really we can help. Win-win.
Glad we can help. And I believe the next one's a request.
Have you guys noticed that you've been burning the Afro line segment? You take like two or three of the calls, put them on the air, most of them not funny, and you're just hoping somebody references a song or a bit or something you've been doing so you can go, oh, he's talking about this. And then you play the rest of the song through and that burns the whole segment. Then it's done. Like if I was to mention the Victor Fuentes call, which no one's heard in a while.
Oh, that's a good point, by the way. How long has it been since we played Victor?
No, don't play the Victor Fuentes call.
We got it. We have it for you. Don't worry about it.
Fire department operator 75, what's the address, please?
16121. Hello? Hello?
I'm here. What's the address? I'm waiting for you to tell me.
16121 Harris.
Is it a house, apartment, or business?
It's a house. In Compton.
What is the cross street at the corner of Harris Avenue?
Alondra.
What's wrong right now?
I don't know. I just want them to take the ambulance to take me to the hospital, and that's it.
How old are you?
I'm 19, homeboy.
You're a bit male?
I'm a male, motherfucker. Yeah, of course.
What happened to you?
I fell down. I want them to check my head or my finger because I'm kind of cut and
You fell off of what?
What?
What'd you fall off of?
Too much information and shit, man.
I'm going to say that the caller is right and that we should be listening to Victor Fuentes every day on the Kevin and Bean Show.
I'm with you on.
I enjoyed having Adam Sessler from G4 on the program today. I really had a great time with Nick Hexum from 311 when he came by. But I really miss Sophie D from Topless Movie Reviews. I got to be honest. That was the best. That's the most I've ever enjoyed this show is when Sophie was here. I miss her so much.
I don't remember much about her movie reviews, though.
I wasn't listening.
Oddly
I was
enough.
Anyway, if you weren't with us today, that's an interview you definitely have to check out on the podcast. And you can see photos of toplessmoviereviews.com, Miss Sophie D, an adult film star in her own right. You can see those right now at kevinandbean.com. I'm a little hesitant to welcome Omar in to fill in on the showbiz beat because he was just screaming at us a minute ago for planking. Have you calmed down? You get a massage in the other room?
I'm fine.
Because you were yelling pretty much at everybody.
I'm calm.
We'll be the judge of that.
Dave.
Stupid Dave.
I know you're over Dave.
Dumbass. Oh, God.
All right, let's turn our attention away from planking and on to what's going on in showbiz as you fill in for Ralph Garman.
Hey, the X Factor's coming this fall, and Simon Cowell's doing something pretty cool. You could actually audition online through June 9th. He opened up the online auditions. So you can log on to youtube.com/TheXFactorUSA. You must be 12 years old or older. Is that okay, Bean? Is that right?
That's perfect.
Right? Okay.
Although Kevin believes 12 years old and older means the same thing, so whatever you want to do.
It does if you're talking to more than one person. Go ahead.
Solo
Which
artist,
Omar isn't. Back to you.
Solo artists or vocal groups is fine. So I think that's pretty cool, you know, for, you know, this these type of reality shows to do that.
You know, they did that with American Idol, too. You know that, was it Haley, Lisa? You didn't watch. It was one of the ones who ended up being pretty successful on American Idol. She auditioned through Facebook. And that is the new trend now is, look, not everybody can make it to the auditions and everybody's got the internet.
I think that's awesome.
I think Omar should audition is what I think.
Oh, I did. Oh, yeah, that's true. Maybe you guys will have the tape on Monday.
Yeah.
The custody fight between Kelsey Grammer and Camille is going insane. First Camille,
I didn't know there was one.
First Camille was like, I'm taking the kids because Kelsey's going to split them up. And then Kelsey was just like, no, I'm going to keep them both. F you. I mean, it's getting crazy ugly.
No.
I have audio from Camille's response. Check it out. Oh, man.
How can he divorce this woman?
How dare she say that? What? Ugh. See, because she suffers from irritable bowel syndrome.
Let's get a moment with.
Sorry. And farts are funny. Glee's in the news.
Oh, you're so happy.
Moving on from that. Wrestling superstar Chyna tells TMZ that she's been told point blank that if her new porn tape comes out, she's done with TNA wrestling. She won't be able to do that. My question is, who the hell wants to see Chyna in her new porn?
I agree.
Who's making that call? Are you
kidding
me? I don't
want to see Chyna wrestling either. And what the hell is TNA wrestling?
Yeah. TNA, I guess the girls.
Yeah, it's a professional wrestling, yeah.
Okay. So TNA is preventing her from being in TNA is what's happening.
Correct. Exactly, which is good call.
We don't want to see either way, I don't think.
Yeah, totally. She's fug. Lady Gaga in the news. Long ago we heard that, what's her face? Amy Winehouse is going to do a duet with Tony Bennett.
Right.
You know, amongst other artists like Michael Bublé and John Mayer. Now Lady Gaga's joining in.
Okay.
Which, to me, sounds like an odd fit. Everybody else, you could kind of tell that, you know, they're going to, like, especially Michael Bublé. He does the Tony Bennett type of music. Mm-hmm. I actually have a demo of Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett to see what this is going to sound like.
Okay.
In San Francisco.
I left it in San Francisco. San Francisco. Co.
On a hill.
I'm on a hill and dancing. I'm on a hill and dancing. Lady Gaga. Ga.
It's cold.
This doesn't sound very good.
Mama me. I don't know if that's going to work. I know she sells records, but really?
Omar brings his own clips.
That is not fit.
Yeah.
You're the dance music expert of the Kevin DeBeat Show because you are, after all, DJ Omar Khan. Uh-huh. What do you think of Lady Gaga? You like her music?
I do because she could sing. And, I mean, the only thing that, for me, that lacks is the originality because she bites Bowie and Madonna. But for that type of artist, I think she's the top of the game. For sure.
Is she? Okay.
Yeah, better than Britney. You know, Rihanna's up there too, I think. But Katy Perry, I take or leave, whatever. Britney, I think she blows. Kesha, bottom of the barrel.
She's the bottom, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
She's the last. Okay,
absolutely,
gotcha.
Absolutely.
DJ Omar Khan.
All you twitards, you guys got to watch the MT Movie Awards this Sunday at 9 p.m. They're going to have an exclusive Breaking Dawn Part 1 clip. So you guys got to watch that.
Exciting.
Right?
Yeah.
Jason Sudeikis is going to host it. I think the movies blow, but I have an exclusive, a K-Rock, Kevin and Bean exclusive here.
We have so many exclusives,
Omar. Yeah, you guys want to hear. So, Twitards, listen up. This is the exclusive scene from Breaking Dawn. This is the wedding scene.
Oh, Edward, I am so glad you're marrying me. I am so in love with you. I can't believe that an ugly chick like me gets to marry somebody like you.
Oh, Bella, I can't believe I'm marrying you also. You're very, very unattractive and fugly. I'm a vampire.
There you go.
Wow.
Doesn't sound good, right?
I think it sounds pretty good.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't think I'd go watch that.
I'm down with that movie.
Celebrity birthdays, there are none. Who cares? That's it for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Wow. All right.
Come on, Anderson Stupor, really? Who cares if he's 44? Straight my ass.
All right.
Omar needs a weekend.
He needs really time does. Off. God. Have a great weekend, everybody. We will see you on Monday.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I need a woman.
Roll another one.
What are you gonna do for 69?
Just like the other one.
Please, Kevin, not in the face.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Rusty.
Trombone.
And I need another hit.
I didn't know if I could do her justice. I didn't want to make fun of her. I didn't want to ridicule her in any way. I wanted to do her justice and do a decent job.
Didn't know if you had a wide enough angle lens.
Oh, stop it, Kevin.
What was that?
Nothing, sorry.
Roll.
He was taking pictures of fat chicks.
Another one.
Hi, it's Vince with ShamWow.
Just like the other one.
Will you embrace my big fat ass?
This one seems to be about to end.
That'd be sweet.
I don't have another cent.
I always say that we are very fortunate in California because we have a lot of disasters.
I don't want that joint.
Yeah.
Just pass it around.
Listen, guy who hates things he doesn't understand.
I don't want that joint, my friend.
You're a dumb douchebag.
Well, what did everybody think?
Ah, that stunk.
Worst episode ever.
All right, everybody. Party's over. Go home.
I really don't want to talk about it. I don't mean to be rude, but I don't want to comment on what happened. It sucked.
Put your clothes on and get out of here. You're going home.
So it's over? That seems unlikely.
La 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 la. Go away. I will be gone by the end of the day. Get out of my face.
Well, that was a hard one.
It's only going to get harder.
That's what she said.